Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 41 of 1 Samuel chapter 17. Then the Philistine came and approached David, with a shield-bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he was contemptuous of him, for he was only a youth, and reddish with a handsome appearance. So the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine also said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the wild animals." But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a saber, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you and remove your head from you. Then I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us." Then it happened, when the Philistine came closer to meet David, that David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. And the stone penetrated his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with the sling and the stone. He struck the Philistine and killed him, and there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and finished him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Then the men of Israel and Judah rose up and shouted, and they pursued the Philistines as far as the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the Philistine, dead, lay along the way to Shaaraim, even to Gath and Ekron. Then the sons of Israel returned from their close pursuit of the Philistines and plundered their camps. And David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his weapons in his tent.
Life's Goliaths come in all shapes, sizes, and intensities, such as an unhappy relationship, a rebellious child, a difficult job, a pile of debt, or an out-of-control habit. But if those of us who are believers avail ourselves of God's power, then we, like David, can ultimately gain victory over a seemingly insurmountable problem. Notice that in verse 46 of today's scripture passage, David declared victory over Goliath before the battle even began. His confidence came from remembering times in the past when the Lord protected and strengthened him, such as moments when a lion or bear threatened his flock. As he faced the fearsome giant, David wisely recalled how faithful God had always been. David's confidence came from strong convictions about the Lord and what he could do. David knew he had full access to his heavenly Father's storehouses of power, courage, and wisdom. David's confidence came from practical habits that bolstered his faith. David had spent hours alone in the wilderness, listening to God's voice, so he knew how to discern what the Lord was telling him to do. Be encouraged. You can try following David's example. Keep a record of the Lord's work in your life and meditate on who He is. Then you too can be confident that God is sufficient, no matter how large the problem you're facing.